Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
I'm Meg.
And I'm Donovan.
And this week on Athens Public Think Tank, we're talking haunted or not coffee shop.
What would they
haunt
serve?
Or not?
I like it.
Who's coming?
Who's
coming to the coffee shop?
What are they doing?
You know, what do they bake? What do they drink?
Right.
What time does it open?
What do they spook?
Do you need caffeine in the afterlife? Who knows? So my thoughts on that are, like, we only get 3 weeks to do spooky stuff because we have that.
My thoughts on that? Your thoughts
blood.
On woo!
That's have you ever listened to our podcast? That's traditionally how we start off our spooky podcast.
It is.
How spooky. You're right. That's true.
Spooky month of Think Tank.
We only have 3 Thursdays in October, you're telling me, sir.
Yeah.
No, 4. You thought there were 5.
No, there are 5 Tuesdays.
But
right.
3.
But
okay. There's only 1 Friday this year in October.
That's crazy.
I know.
Well, we better savor that 1 Friday.
Oh, I'm gonna. It's gonna be a payday.
What are we talking about? There was only 1 Friday in October?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I wish I could have seen the Grey Goose. Saying that because Eddie's shirt is of the Grey Goose as built by Howard Hughes.
Oh.
You know,
the big wooden pine
boat. No, it was called the Spruce Goose.
Oh. <Yeah. laughs> It wasn't called the Grey Goose?
No.
That would be funny, though, if I just had, like, a shirt of that
goose.
Yeah, I thought it was... Because it's something California. I figured it was for this... I guess, yeah, it's the Spruce Goose. I was just a little...
That's funny, because you even mentioned that it was made out of wood.
Yeah. I guess spruce is a wood, you're telling me?
Oh, that's what I think.
It is. Like,
I never thought that.
I never connected it to that before you just said it was made out of pine.
It's spruce.
Apparently it's made out of spruce.
Spruce must be a very light wood.
Wow.
I'm
learning a lot today.
Me too. And it's making me realize how much I must not know.
They keep the Spruce Goose under a dome. It's in California next to the Queen Mary.
I didn't know that.
And you can't... I wish I could see it because it's the largest, like, plane ever built out of... I think just ever.
Why was it built out of wood?
Because it was... And I'm not sure. It was amphibious. I know that.
I was just going to say it sounds like it could go into the water.
Yeah, it's only wood, amphibious.
Wood is so heavy.
Wait, it's only amphibious?
Like,
yeah,
it dives underwater?
Like, it just goes land and sea, no, but not air?
Oh.
It only has the dive things on the side, so it can't land on any airstrip. It can only land on the
side. It doesn't dive underwater, though.
No.
That's what amphibious would implied.
Oh, well, yeah, amphibians can be both land and water.
So the Grey Goose is only amphibious.
The Grey...
Yes.
This episode is brought to you
submarine.
By Grey Goose.
It's a submarine.
A diving goose.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see The Aviator?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I really like that movie.
Me too.
Which is the one about Denzel Washington being drunk? The pilot?
Sully.
No, I think it's called The Pilot.
We're not ready for trivia yet.
No. It's called The Pilot, and it stinks.
We're just talking about movies? About
okay, The Critic.
It's no good.
I give it 3 thumbs down. What?
What were we talking about? Eddie's shirt?
Yeah. Well, no, we weren't. But
is that with DiCaprio?
Yeah.
At his best.
Oof.
You don't even like him at his best.
I mean, I don't even know if I've ever seen Donovan, him at his best.
You gotta love Leo.
I liked him in The Departed.
Okay, that was good. Yeah, that's right around his best.
What about The Gangs?
I never saw The Gangs in New York.
What?
Oh. I have a DVD copy of it, though.
Well, you just like don't. It. You Take just it don't for know a spin. Him. You might not know him if you've not seen The Gangs, because that's a...
Sure.
That's a picture classic.
I mean, to me, you don't know him if you haven't seen Romeo plus Juliet.
Oh, no. I like the soundtrack. That's
a great soundtrack.
No, Prince is on that soundtrack, is he not?
No, it's a cover of When Doves Cry.
Yeah.
But it's true. I do like that movie a lot. I didn't think about Leo at his best when I was thinking about Romeo plus Juliet.
I think a lot of people think of Titanic, though, right?
All avoided talking about it.
This is just that was in his rise to fame.
And plus, who wants to sit there for two video cassettes?
Oh. Eddie, did you hear that little noise?
That was him slurping.
Oh, okay. I thought it might have been a ghost.
It's so spooky.
The soundboard ghost.
Spooky goose.
Yeah, there was a spooky goose in her house. I opened a water bottle, and it shot from across the room. She tried to blame it on Sashada.
I had a friend whose parents' house had a fireplace, and they had like a bat in the chimney or something, and it would only... You know, it'd only make noise every now and then, but it was like super scary noises.
And they never thought to try and get the bat out of the chimney.
No, they just let the bat live there or die there. I'm not sure. It was crazy.
Stay there.
Yeah, but like this, like all of a sudden you'd be hanging out and then there would be this horribly scary like howl or growl or like some sort of like... And then, like, a little bit of fluttering and kind of, like, obvious ghost noises. And then they'd be like, that's just our bat. And, like, they would have to, like, there would always be somebody new there that would have to be like, what the fuck was that? And then it's like, oh, that's just the bat.
I bet there was no bat. It's a haunted ass house. And that's a good way to just be like, I don't want to flip you all out.
Yeah, but it's the bat. It's the bat.
Yeah.
And it was almost so loud it would like, you'd have to stop talking and like wait a beat. Like the person talking would hold their finger up. Like wait for the bat noise to end.
Oh my god.
It's
goodness.
Like a train going by?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, I live by the fucking track.
And like the people that live there were just so disappointed that it was like bat time. You know? Like,
oh wow. See, that's not the attitude I imagined them having. I really felt like they were like, we're just letting the bat live. Like, that's where the bat lives. This is where we live, and we're all living in harmony. Why would we try to move the bat? Rather than, like,
no, there's
powerless to this bat.
The bat sounds like their landlord.
It's constant guilt about the bat, though. Yeah, they were just like...
I would not have that attitude about a bat living in my wood stovepipe. I'd be like...
Did the bat ever get
I would
out?
Feel powerless to
no,
that bat.
That's the thing. Like it was over years that this bat thing was a thing. And
it just lived in there. And how did it eat?
This is a lie.
I know. Yeah. I was just thinking, I do not believe this.
Oh. Well, I mean.
But I like how you're telling
it. Tell me now. That, like,
well, I think the chimney was unblocked at the top. It could...
But for years they did nothing about this.
Yeah, that's the
scary bat.
Yeah, the scary bat noise
in his conductor's hat with his train whistle inside of the chimney.
No,
and they would always be like, "We got to do something about
this."
That
is
bat. Like it kind of became a joke. Like,
this is a good premise.
You're not going to do anything about this bat. We
Eddie,
know it.
This is a good premise for like a Hitchcock film, you know, where like they slowly are all going insane due to the bat.
Yeah,
and then someone starts to wonder if there even really is.
That's
a bat.
Oh,
you know, I think I often wondered if there was actually a bat, but I know there was. Right? There was definitely a noise, but the house was so big, you didn't have to always be in the room
with the bat.
With the bat noise, like you'd be in other rooms.
Oh,
doing
it was
things.
A big house.
Yeah, and
with
so
a big bat and a big chimney.
It was a big house, and there
like
was this underground
like,
cave that the bat went into and put on a cape.
Wow,
became the Batman.
Could have easily been a raccoon.
I think I've heard of that before.
Anyway, that's not the story I wanted to tell.
Wait, what story did you want to tell?
Are we going to do the segments, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
let's do some segments. You want to do some GD trivia?
Yeah, let's move right on.
Oh, I don't... cool can we skip the writing things down?
Yeah, yes, sure.
Time. Okay.
Okay.
I'll...
But we still need to take our turns in answering.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And I'm going to cue up some nice thinking music that we had last week. I felt like that was
digging
key
into the box here.
So this is three cooldowns,
three bags full of trivia, as brought to you by Barbasol, Spindrift, LaCroix, and marijuana,
and Grey Goose,
and the Grey Goose amphibious ship of the sea in air. Okay, our first question: which covers a larger area, a hurricane or a tornado?
I mean, do we all get to guess?
No,
at
I'm
going to.
Margaret, your
hurricane
answer, please. Eddie.
Hurricane.
And Desi.
I have to go with hurricane.
You're all right.
Whoa.
You'll be moving on to the
never
second round.
Never been done.
That was Trivia Junior. I'll be reaching back into the box.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed
man
to tell us what.
I felt so smart.
Wasn't that a part of it? Like, well, never mind.
Doesn't
I
matter
the rules.
Everyone
it
does
is
it their own way.
And that's what we said last time. Yeah.
All right, we are now choosing from Movie Edition, Seen It, and this is the P category, as in urine. Which De Niro movie had more than 300 stunt drivers and De Niro himself, exclamation point, doing a chase scene at more than 100 mph through the streets of France?
Wait, P like
France?
Actual P?
No.
What?
Oh, P like the letter P?
That's yeah.
Oh, okay. So, does that mean the letter P appears in the answer?
No, that's the category. It's probably places or something.
Oh, okay.
Because it just said it's in Paris. So
I got.
I'm guessing it was.
You said France. Would you like me to read the question again?
Oh, okay. Oh man, it could not be. It could be a different part of France. That really changes
Paris
my answer.
This is Robert De Niro, famous actor of Scream.
Yeah, we got that.
So what
we
movies
is
he
done?
Which De Niro movie?
Good one.
I can tell you the one I'm thinking of.
Which De Niro movie had more than 300 stunt drivers? De Niro himself doing a stunt chase at more than 100 miles per hour.
1-800 miles per hour? I've called that before.
Through the streets of France.
Question I think it's mark a sex line.
Yeah.
Which De Niro movie? Your answers now, please. Margaret.
Oh, my gosh. Mean Streets.
Ooh. Is that a movie?
Yeah.
What about...
I don't think that's the right answer, though.
I was going to say The Italian Job, but that's probably in Italy, right?
I don't think that's Robert De Niro.
I'm going to go with Taxi Driver.
That's what I'm going to go with, too. Taxi Driver.
I'm afraid you're all wrong.
Yes!
The answer is Ronin.
Ronan.
Oh, Ronan. Ronan.
I would never
I almost
see
said
Ronan.
Ronan.
Did you, Meg?
I do remember that movie.
I almost made something up that sounded like a French city.
That movie was a big deal when it came out. Oh. Ronan. I've never seen it, but we should maybe all watch it someday.
Okay.
Action-packed.
It'd be clearly.
It would be a good autumnal film maybe to watch.
Sounds like it drives pretty fast in it.
Either that or a movie I've been meaning to watch called Black Dog, which stars Patrick Swayze with Meat Loaf. It's
whoa
a big rig movie. I've not seen
big
it,
rig movie.
I'd like to see
oh
it
man
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I really
is one of
it
their like code names Black Dog probably like
oh,
drive
yeah,
truck
yeah.
You know how they have truck driver names.
I think that Meat Loaf plays a bad guy.
I like that. Didn't he play a bad guy in K-9? No, probably not.
Don't you think he would like that house with the bat in it?
Yeah. Yeah?
He wishes that was his house.
Oh, boy. I'm sure that joke was made. Anyway, let's move on to... What's the next one?
Snack Shack? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Sharp's cool-ass... Three bags full of snack shack.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
All right. I'm just going to have to do what I did before, which is describe a snack that I historically like.
I think it worked well because we ate it the next week and it was delish.
Okay.
It's like influenced us. We own cream cheese now.
Okay, well, here's my problem. I have two that I'm thinking about. Do you want...
Make a decision.
Okay, do you want sweet or savory?
Savos. Actually, we went savory last time. Let's do sweet, I suppose.
Okay. Get a banana. Peel it.
Whoa!
Peel it.
Right. Go on.
Get some sour cream. Put it in a bowl.
Wait, sour cream.
Get some brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Put it
in another bowl?
A separate bowl.
This is a lot of dishes.
Okay. Take the banana. Cut off any size you want, really. Oh my
God, feel it.
Dip it in sour cream. Then dip it in brown sugar.
Nice.
Where the hell did you learn this from?
It's a creamy...
That is the craziest snack.
Banana sour cream
sugar. When did you discover this?
Somebody must have guided you to this.
Yes. My mother did.
Whoa.
All snacks in this segment are real snacks that we encourage you to try. We are not... Trying to
this
hurt
is a real
we
anyway.
Have to try this snack.
I would like to confess also the last snack I shared was also introduced to me by my mother.
Jan.
I don't want sour cream and banana.
Sounds like cool Jan snack shack.
We gotta get her to call in.
The other snack I was gonna tell you about mom told me about too.
Take 2 graham crackers, melt a marshmallow.
Well,
that was my s'mores joke.
Can I get some music still? Snack Shack entry this week.
Oh,
another
you got
Snack
one?
Shack entry.
Well, no, I did something a little bit new with food this week.
Oh, right.
I trimmed pork loin, and these were like 4 feet long, and they had a large piece of back fat on the back. So I had to fillet it off of the back of the pork loin, but I had to do it in such a way as to not what I heard the guy call staircase it.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
To get little cuts of it going up.
Yeah.
So I had to take long draws of the knife just right against the back of the fat so that it didn't cut too much of the meat.
So smooth.
Yeah. So you learned some butchering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Learned a little butchering this week, how to remove the silver skin from a full pork loin, which I couldn't believe was like literally 4 feet long.
Donovan. Let's get to the snack.
I just ate that.
Then I basted it. Licked and smoked the knife. Baste it and smoke it.
That sounds like it takes a really long time.
Yeah, remove the silver skin.
Hang on,
pork loin. There's no... Okay, where's the snack?
I go all out with my snack recipes, and you just talk about cutting fat off of a pork loin.
He just wanted to talk about that.
No, the snack is in
It was a good description. I fully could see it, and I enjoyed that.
I feel like...
I'm sure it was such a satisfying experience that it felt like a snack.
Yeah.
Was it, like, physically enjoyable?
And I saved the pieces of fat in a bag to be turned into tamales in a few weeks.
Oh.
There you go.
Delicious.
So that'll be the snack. So you heard this part
Feature
of it.
Snack.
Are you
Feature
making snacks. Tamales at the store? Or
I'm going to make them up on the rooftop because I'm also saving leftover smoked pork that we have.
Yeah.
And I'm freezing all that. And then one of these
that
days.
That sounds good.
I'll make some tamales.
They're going to lose their minds when you make tomorrow's.
I think all our listeners are still thinking about Desi's snack, though, because it's certainly on my mind.
Do you have a snack you want to talk about?
No, I just want to keep talking about that one. Like, what?
Okay.
Well, I can't even imagine what that tastes like, really.
What do you think about Desi's snack?
I think it sounds like a real...
Oh, my good God.
I think it's just going to be a roller coaster ride for the taste buds.
Like, so it starts out going all uphill, like cluck, 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 cluck.
Like, first off...
Like, staircased, like you shouldn't cut that pork loin.
Right. And then you get to the top, which is the banana is peeled. The banana has been peeled.
Yeah.
You're at the top of the roller coaster. And you're coming down.
It could be any segment size. Like, you could have a little, little piece.
Mm-hmm. And
you could put a lot of sour cream on it.
See, Donovan knows.
And then, you get the BS. You got the brown sugar. But for me, I'm gonna sprinkle it. I'm not gonna.
Oh yeah, sprinkle
I'm not gonna.
It
I'm not gonna
the
ruin
to go.
The whole plate of brown sugar.
It doesn't ruin it because it all sticks to the S cream.
What about you take that really sharp knife and you cut yourself a real thin sliver of banana?
Wow,
just like
essence
just
of banana.
But don't
barely
staircase
even a banana.
It. Don't staircase it. One stroke.
Yeah. Pretty easy to not staircase a banana, even with like a butter knife.
I don't really know where I was going with it.
Well, once you have this, like, waving in the wind slice of banana.
You can roll it up, like, into a little...
Yeah.
You could atomize some sour cream on there.
Oh, maybe cut it like a plantain.
No. I take that banana wafer, I place it directly on my tongue.
Like communion.
Where's
that's
the
that
sour
fucking
cream?
Communion.
Where are you putting sour cream?
Shot of communion. Shot of sour cream.
To roll it over.
Oh, you just take a spoon.
Yeah, that's when I lick the spoon. That's the last thing I do. I close up shop and end the segment.
You roll your tongue back
pretty,
into your mouth.
Pretty good.
That was good.
I like that.
Cool Don's. No, this was...
It's three bags full.
Three bags full of Jan snacks.
Yeah.
good segment. This is what we did last week.
We did.
Yay.
We're so polite. So let's do my little segment, So Much This. And here's the intro for it.
Are these all built-in samples you got off this keyboard?
No. I made all these songs. I'm serious.
Well, he made that one for an ad.
Yeah,
I
remember
that.
That? Yeah. I loved the ad.
Well, now it's for this segment because I'm stagnating.
You're double dipping.
That's what they call asset flipping.
So I said I was going to read comments off of a baby website last week, but I didn't do it because I did something else.
Oh, I didn't even hear that you were going to do that.
So is it safe to give soy milk to toddlers who won't drink cow's milk? And this is from the babycenter.com view comments section. And the member comments, a Baby Center member says, the agenda to push cow's milk, calcium, and soy milk, I should say, ..
What's this user's name?
I should
name?
Say?
Do they have a name?
What?
No username.
You should
because
say, but
I
I'm not going to say anything, actually.
This website will take anonymous comments. So that was an anonymous comment.
What was the response to that stupid ass comment?
Well, I'm just going to read the first three comments because they're not
say,
really like.
I love that.
I should say.
I'm going to tell you guys later what my immediate thought about that was, but I'm not going to do it on the podcast.
They sat back and took a sip of like rice milk.
Okay, so rice now, milk. Yeah.
Now that I look at it, the comments are sorted reverse chronologically. So like the most recent comments
I see.
At the top.
Okay.
Maybe I should have read from bottom to top.
Okay.
So that was like. After
it
all
was
these other
it
comments.
Was responding
oh,
to some
man.
Other yeah. comments.
That was
okay.
the first comment.
Well, that's yeah. the first comment you read.
Right.
When
okay.
you read
okay.
top to bottom. The next comment says, reading top to bottom, I find it disturbing that Baby Center has such an agenda to push cow's milk that they suggest sweetening it, buying flavored soy milk, giving your baby or toddler chocolate soy milk, and pouring it over GMO cereal. What a way to start off an innocent little body. colon.
I should
the
say.
The next punctuation is a colon.
Uh-huh.
What a way to start off an innocent little body.
Colon.
Hormones, genetically modified ingredients, and truckloads of sugar.
Truckloads.
But it's a good way to get them addicted, isn't it? Like she's like rubbing her hands,
oh
or he is like
God.
Rubbing his hands.
There's a truck outside,
filled with brown sugar.
yeah, and then in a smaller pool, baby pool full of sour cream.
So when I started Ma'am. Reading these, I had the opposite impression. I thought these were like
yeah, we got
sorted
you.
The other way. And so this is an actual registered user with the name Akshara 2012, and this comment was. This is so insane. And I was like, all right, finally, some but now that I know they're reverse sorted, I don't think this is going to get much better. I was thinking Akshara was going to shed some light on this. This is so insane. B12 is from bacteria, not from animal foods. Animals get it because they live in filthy conditions. Please tell people the truth and stop taking money from dairy and meat industry. 5 out of 5 found that comment helpful.
Who? Where? What fucking website are you on?
Baby Center.
Baby Center. It's
y'all are.
You'll. I mean,
I'm. You know, I gotta say these.
You been
this,
there?
Yeah, I Google so many questions about babies more than anything else I've ever Googled in my life.
Yeah. Totally. Like when we had our first kid, I was like, 3-month-old baby. Like, yeah. I would just Google that and then read the first link because I'm like, what's a 3-month-old supposed to be doing?
Totally.
Is this one retarded? Like, I don't know. And it's like somewhat comforting to read other people's opinions.
And then sometimes it's you're like, oh.
It's so funny that the internet like also provides this, that like really parents from all over the nation and really
the world,
the planet, can be like, yeah, well, like, because people like to say there's no handbook on parenting. But now it seems like there is a whole nation debating on whether that ring on Seshara's arm is ringworm or just like.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm. The devil. The mark
exactly,
of the devil.
Exactly. Mark of the beast.
Kill that. Kill that roach. Oh. Under your chair.
Oh.
Ah, yes.
Could you feel it with those moccasins on?
Don't worry about it if he gets away.
Good sound effect.
Yeah.
He got it.
So they didn't really answer the question, though. Is it safe to give soy milk to toddlers who won't drink cow's milk? And they just started arguing about, like, oh, what's so great about cow's milk, right?
Yeah.
That's, I mean, typical
of these
things.
Isn't it safe? I don't know. What happened?
I don't think it's not safe.
Let me go down to the...
Well, it's just like I told Desi when she and I were talking about this like a little bit earlier this week. And I was like, well, Desi, I have to tell you, my friend from high school and college, like, he got giantism, which is called acromegaly. Which is he got a pituitary gland, like, tumor, which made him, like, not stop growing. And he's like, it's because I would drink gallons of milk. Like, I would drink a gallon of milk every 2 days when I was growing up.
Nice. Whoa.
And so that's what he attributes his pituitary
gland
tumor to.
What is that like?
He was a big dude.
He's just really tall and, like, big all around?
Oh, yeah. He looked like a... Since he actually got it removed.
Okay.
But he looked like a small Andre the Giant. He has a big square jaw.
Mm-hmm.
His fingers look like hot dogs.
Hot dog.
He
did
didn't
you know
get
it's
it
elephantiasis and not elephantitis? It's called elephantiasis.
I didn't know that.
I just found that out today.
Wow.
But on Breakfast Club, I think they bring up elephantitis. And that's how we all know it, probably, from the Breakfast Club.
Don't even know that.
Where did you hear elephantitis?
That's probably the first place, one of the first places.
I mean,
I thought it was
elephantitis all my life until today.
I think I've just avoided even thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I try not to think about it very much.
So I can't.
We did talk about micropenises, though, and this is like the other side of that.
I don't want to think about that either.
Okay. Well, that was...
We have what, a little bit more banter until game time?
No, I need to, like, move us into the next thing. And I had this is why I wanted to talk about spooky stuff. What a great segue I'm doing here. So we were watching Coco with Desi's kids. I'm sure you all saw the photos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all sat on the couch and watched it. And then I was going to play a song from the movie for the kids on the piano later that night. And then I Googled the song, and it had, like the YouTube version was, like, just some, like, really, I should just play the YouTube version because
great
it's,
idea.
Like, a really weird, kind of purposely low quality.
If you are the MPAA or someone wanting to copyright us on this podcast, you can reach us at AthensPublic@... What's the email address?
Gmail.com.
At gmail.com. You can reach us at a phone number.
sometimes.
526 or 706-521-3716.
Yeah, usually you can reach that phone number best in the mornings and the evenings. If you don't reach anyone, leave a message. We'll get back to you at our convenience on the podcast.
Eddie, what's up there?
So I can't find that video I was watching the other day.
Got removed? I don't know. You acted like it was the first thing that came up.
Well, I think now that I saw it, it was I clicked it from another site and got to it. So it might have just been somebody's personal upload, which makes sense why it was so creepy.
How many videos have you watched? You look at your history?
I have history paused.
Ugh. Disgusting. History.
Why would you pause your history on YouTube?
Because I don't want them to know so much. I found it. Here it is. Guys, I found it. Just calm down. Like, that's what you wanted, right? So it's called La Llorona.
Okay. And you know the, I was trying to guess which one it was.
The skull ladies. They're all skull ladies. They sing it kind of at the end, but mm-hmm. It's definitely one of the less memorable songs because there's like original music on there. But so I Googled it and I found this like traditional song. And then there was like a legend associated with the song. And I wanted to read the legend because I think it's pretty cool. So the Mexican legend of the Llorona goes that in a rural village of Mexico, there lived a young woman named Maria. Maria came from a poor family, but was known around her village for her beauty. One day, an extremely wealthy nobleman traveled through her village, but stopped in his tracks when he saw Maria. Ugh, ugh.
Nice.
Maria was charmed by him, and he was charmed by her beauty. So, when he proposed to her, she immediately accepted. Maria's family were thrilled that she was marrying into a wealthy family, but the nobleman's father was extremely disappointed. He was marrying into poverty. Honestly, right? That's a typical story. Maria and her new husband built a house in the village to be away from his disapproving father, and she gave birth to twin boys. But her husband was always traveling and stopped spending time with his family. When he came home, he only paid attention to the boys, and Maria knew her husband was falling out of love with her. One day, he left and never returned. And years later, as Maria and her boys were walking by a river, she saw a familiar carriage with a younger, beautiful woman next to her husband. And she was so angry and confused that without thinking, she picked up her two boys and threw them into the river, drowning them. Only after she saw their bodies floating in the river did she realize what she had done. And then she jumped into the river, hoping to die with her boys. Now she spends eternity looking for her children around that river. It is said that if you hear her crying, you are to run the opposite way. If you hear her cries, they could bring misfortune or even death. Also, if you are a child, be extra careful, because La Llorona is attracted to children thinking they are hers. Since she thinks children are hers, she tries to drown them. Children should not walk alone around the river, just in case. Many parents in Mexico use this story to scare their children from staying out too late.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that a crazy story?
I know this story because one of my favorite artists did a comic about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I had forgotten that she had... Like, it wasn't as extensive of a story as this, but I don't think I, like, realized that she was the one who threw her kids into the river.
Yeah, she was just so upset that she saw her husband with this new little thing.
Yeah.
She's like, ah! And they seemed to be able to swim at that age, in my mind. I was like...
Well, the current could be strong.
Yeah.
An adult can drown in a river.
An adult can drown in a cup of water.
But I think that's so cool. I feel like that's so indicative of, like, at least the culture I grew, like, Latin American culture. I'm going to go ahead and say it. There's like, do not do this thing. Do not, like, get close to the river alone. And if you do, you'll drown.
A ghost, like, a ghost lady will come and drown you.
It's almost like they'll just say, you'll drown. Like, you don't need to know any more about it, but you'll drown. And it's like, we all know
this. I like that.
And
it seems,
I love stories like that where you can just
simple.
Be like,
yeah, I mean, with our kids, it's always like, well, not really like that. Like, it's like, I have this, I feel obligated to tell them the whole truth. And I'm like, they're not going to get all this.
No, you just need cautionary ass myths.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
what I need.
Oh, it's like, and then, but then it's like, why can't I do it, mom? And then you're like, okay, so a long time ago, there was this woman.
She married wealthy. So angry.
And then they're just like bored and they're like, okay, I won't do it.
And
I'm
then
like,
she threw them in the river because she was so upset.
And that's as far as I ever made it. But yeah, I love the idea of like mythology like that. That's so cool. I got kind of.
Yeah, because
rabbit
it's
hole
the kind
there.
Of thing where it's like, did that actually happen?
It doesn't
something
matter.
Something akin to that probably did happen.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it did happen.
I'm going to do something really wild right now, which is...
Wow!
I know. I just want to say that now I wish that our podcast topic was making up stories to scare your children from doing things.
Now we have a topic
a
for
really
one of the
good,
coming...
Yeah,
I should have given more info. And I almost thought I would just read it to you guys before we started the podcast.
Yeah.
But I like it so much.
I think that reading just now was really nice. I'm excited to listen to it again.
Yeah, so we can talk about that, though.
Yeah, let's go with the coffee shop. We'll pick it, bring it up.
We'll bring it up next week. We can think of some really good stories by next week.
Yeah, so in the coffee shop, they're probably playing songs like this.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
You know how coffee
and
shops
the children
have, like,
are
the,
listening, they're like, oh, no, not by the riverside.
No, mama. La Llorona está aquí.
So our coffee shop is in Mexico. Uh-huh. Correct?
I guess so. I also looked up Banshee. Maybe we should have Banshees at our coffee shop.
My daughter is a Banshee.
That's what I was thinking... Rio has that scream, and I was like, he screams like a banshee, and then I googled it, but he doesn't scream like a banshee.
Not really. Yeah. I mean, not like, he used to really squeal.
Yeah, yeah.
He used to be like,
tell me what a banshee is.
Oh, banshees are cool, too.
I watched a movie called Darby O'Gill and the Little People, and the antagonist was just the banshee, and it was like this screaming demon that was like trying to take them to like death's realm.
But I was wondering, like, what culture it's
I think
from.
It's Irish.
Yeah. Banshee's Irish mythology. It's it means woman of the fairy mound or fairy woman.
Uh-oh.
And who heralds the death of a family member, usually by walking, shrieking, or kneeing. No, keening. Sorry.
Kneeing someone.
Knees down the door. She just like flies in the door with a kick.
What
does
keening mean? Just leaning to one side?
Keening.
Keeling. That's keeling.
What's keening?
Keening is a traditional form of vocal lament for the dead.
Ah.
So, probably comes from banshee.
Traditional form of lament.
There are many varying descriptions of the banshee. Sometimes she has long, streaming hair and wears a gray cloak over a green dress. That's pretty specific. And her eyes are red from continual weeping, which makes sense. She may be dressed in white with red hair and a ghastly complexion.
You guys, banshees are really scary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're top scary. I mean, they're pretty, like, entranced in the culture.
I also
culture,
see
right?
that same description at Gobar, at least, like, one week in every few months.
This is, like, okay, so maybe this is, like, the employee outfits.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking all the employees are generally banshees.
It's like, well, do you have a green dress? Oh, you'll have to get a green dress.
Oh, are your eyes red from crying all
know.
The time?
I mean, so is our clientele the living...
Well, yeah, so I want it to be
a
mixed audience.
Are we
running this cafe in Mexico? It's the clientele.
Seems like we're best suited to do it.
We're playing God. We're, you know, we're putting the Sims coffee shop together before we enact this.
Yeah. But I think it could be like at a mall. Like I'm thinking at a mall with like a Bloomingdale's, but it's also this like super haunted place. So I think it's like a haunted coffee shop.
In a department store?
No, at a mall with a Bloomingdale's. Like,
in the separate outdoor area. Okay, okay.
You know how
it's
like
an outdoor mall?
Yeah, like a connecting area. Okay. And it's like the clientele is definitely not what it's not being like visited by just people who are interested in the paranormal.
Right.
It's like they have a lot of regular customers.
So what are the like normal other stores in the plaza?
We got Bloomingdale's.
Well, yeah. Foot Locker, Urban Outfitters.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, definitely a
Dick's.
One
thing I'm taking away is that it's not an old building.
No, it's like a brand new thing. And I think maybe the paranormal aspect is like they're doomed to work at a coffee shop. Maybe.
Hmm.
Like they're fated.
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe they want to. Well, that'd be kind of weird.
What made me think of something, which was like William S. Burroughs has like this total thing that he says, like, this is a way that I can prove that magic is real. And he went into a coffee shop and had like the worst experience he ever has had, like with a human being, with the guy at the register. Mm-hmm. So he was like, I'm going to get this place shut down.
Oh.
So he went in with a tape recorder and like he recorded like what went on inside of the the shop. And then when he went outside and like recorded everything going on outside, and then he went to his apartment, which was close by, and like he just recorded the apartment there while he was angry and thinking about like himself, like not being happy with the coffee shop. And then he took all of the pieces of tape and he'd play them at like the different, he'd play them out of time at the different places. And that coffee shop like soon shut down within like a few weeks after that. And he feels like he could tell that he was distressing people, of course, obviously, for at the time. But he was playing things out of time in order to like try and,
like at the coffee shop, he was playing his apartment footage?
Just sound. But he was doing it discreetly. He was trying to do it as discreetly as possible.
So he was just making people uncomfortable it must have been coffee shop sounds, because it's like sounds you would expect at the coffee shop, mm-hmm. but not like it didn't make sense with what was actually going on in the environment.
Oh, I see.
But I don't think it was like out loud. It was more of an austere experience.
His intention was more to get
the time, everything out of loop in order to
mess with the existence of the coffee shop.
Exactly.
But also there might have just been terrible service.
Exactly. This was Berkeley in like 1971. Like
the way you interjected that was so funny. But may I tell you,
I've seen the Yelp review.
May I dip my finger into
this
pond?
What did that commenter say again?
Oh yeah. I don't have it.
Wait,
anymore.
Man, what was that?
It's so good.
Times.
It's not would nice or.
But would I?
Oh yeah.
I've got it here. It was.
Yeah.
I should say. It's like
they must have had bad service. I should say.
I should say.
I do say.
They're even like their water is like poured through magnets, and they sip it through their water bottle, ionized on the spot.
I should say. That's how you responded.
Right.
It was pretty funny.
So getting down to the brass tacks of the coffee shop.
Man. Yeah, the coffee shop. I like coffee shops. I like coffee. I like the idea that like
I worked in Flagstaff's most popular coffee shop, Macy's.
Right.
And it's kind of haunted. By Tim Macy.
Oh. Like <Ba-dum-ching.
laughs> he strokes around the place. All he does is ship beans. And that's not a punchline. It's the truth of the matter.
Go ship some beans.
Tim, go to the office, ship some beans.
Why is it called Macy's?
Because he was used to be a professional golfer. He quit in the year of our Lord, like 1981, because he got too angry, he said. And he moved to Flagstaff.
Angry, too angry.
And then he
golf.
Recorded the sounds of the golf course and the sounds of what was going on out of the golf course.
And then he opened the coffee shop and converted to Baha'i a few years later.
Baha'i.
The Baha'i thing.
Behind you.
But he asked you why it was called Macy's.
Yeah, he didn't really answer
it's
that.
Named after Tim Macy.
His last name is Macy, the guy who owns it.
Okay, yeah, no. You guys...
Tim Macy. I'm sorry I glossed over that.
Yeah, that was
Tim,
what I wanted to
Tim Macy.
I mean, you didn't
Timothy.
Even gloss over it. You just literally never said that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Timothy Macy, the professional golfer.
So I met one of your friends like a long time ago when Michael Jackson died in Chicago, and she was like, I was like talking to her. This was when you were all new to me, and she was like, I work at Macy's, and I was like, oh, that's weird, because she had like just shaved her head, and I was like, do you have to like wear clothes from there? You know, because like Macy's is like this huge department store, and obviously, that's. That would have been weird if she worked at Macy's.
I think our coffee shop.
It's a job that somebody has.
If you work at Macy's, give me a call because I've got some questions for you. And I'm disappointed that this person who worked at this coffee shop could not answer them.
Eddie, we've given the number for this. Give him your personal number. You said give me a call.
706-521-3716. That's 706-521-3716.
I think our coffee shop should be next door to Macy's.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
In the mall.
Oh, in the mall. That's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It should be an old Macy's.
Macy's.
Haunting an old Macy's.
Oh, like it's been closed.
Or it hasn't been upgraded.
It's been shuttered.
The Macy's was shuttered. Then it just opened like 2 days later. Everyone's like, Macy's going out of business. I'm going to go buy some tacky fucking clothes.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, fucking, it was open.
I like Macy's.
Again.
I was going to say it's not tacky.
Well, whatever.
Macy's is nice.
I don't even know what's going on.
There's not much room on that street by the Macy's and Flagstaff. I don't know.
No, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen on
Not talking about that. We're talking about the department store.
And then suddenly it opens, and like there are these people there who seem to hate their job. They're like the most petulant little asses ever.
My
but,
favorite kind of people.
They whip up some ghostly.
Let's talk about the real paranormal side of this coffee shop. Because we're going to also have some paranormal customers, and we're there's a reason besides being in a mall.
Yeah, as someone who smoked salvia recently, someone goes up in there to get a drink. They sit down at their table, they pour it into their jowls, and have a mind-altering experience right there at their table of the coffee shop. And so, it's a safe place.
They grab onto their seat.
Exactly, to enter another reality. So they're just you see people at other coffee shops on their computer just all fucking zoned out. Mm-hmm. These people are our coffee shop bent out of reality.
I like
literally.
That. Nice. I like that idea.
But then we also have the guy from the fucking van store up in there having his frappuccino. Mm-hmm. But
that guy.
While they're phased out of reality, he can't see them. So he's like, oh, this place is fucking weird, but these drinks are good, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can have you can have paranormal experiences.
It's a portal
in our shop.
And that's cool for the normies too, because they're just normies. They're just working at the mall, and then they're they got to get that release to be able to work in that structure. Working in a mall. Did you work in a mall?
No,
I worked in a mall. I worked in a Radio Shack in a ghost mall. As they would call it.
Wow.
Because it only had three to
that's
four
shops.
That's
the type of mall
open.
We should be in.
It was called Elcon Mall. I called it Hellcon Mall.
Oh my God.
Can we have the coffee shop at Hellcon Mall?
Oh yeah. It was so funny because the food court was completely closed. It was another part of the mall. And where you would go to the closed part of the mall, they just had a little cart They sold like fucking pretzels with cheese and little like frappuccinos out of the machine.
They have a lot of those
stuff
in Puerto Rico, like just kind of dead malls.
Okay, I have some logistics questions for the group. What are the hours of this coffee shop?
Well, for the living and recently departed, probably like 6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Ooh, and then it gets funky after that?
If you have to come in after those hours, like, you better smell strange.
So,
I think, like, after the mall closes, then it gets to be, like, the midnight shift. Like, they have ghoul and demon shows
or something. Yeah, so, because I was thinking about how we would do the calendar for the month, you know?
Oh, like, it's kind of like the rooftop.
Because, like, what's going to happen there? There's going to be...
just like the rooftop.
There's going to be games. There's going to be... I mean, people just... There's going to be, like, people playing, like, RPGs and stuff sometimes, right? Or, like...
Oh, yeah. There's going to be good Wi-Fi, for sure.
It's a coffee shop.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking of all the things people do at a coffee shop.
And that's why
people... They go play games. They read. They go on their laptop. They have meetings. They have, like, bands and stuff. They have...
Meg, do you have anything to say about this at all?
Don't call me out. I'm just chilling over here.
Baked items?
Oh, yeah, definitely baked items.
Okay.
Coffee.
Yeah, I mean... coffee.
And they're...
Espresso drinks.
Is there baked items like a... like only a display case? Uh-huh. Or do they have something serving food in the back?
Yeah.
I'd say it probably should just be a display
case. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking there's like one person working there.
And it looks almost like you would see like the labels on them look all old and like antiquity-esque. Like everything's in a glass jar served to you like that. And you're just pull it off.
I like that.
It's not like wrapped up or anything.
I like that.
We went to the flea market recently and I saw a hot dog roller cooker. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it was shaped like a circus tent and it looked like a little kid's toy that you could plug in. But it's like, do you want that authentic hot dog gas station flavor? We got you covered.
It looked like a circus tent?
Yeah, like, it was like a plastic circus tent
I've
around
seen those,
a little hot dog roller.
Wow.
It was pretty funny.
I wish I had it. Like, that'd be perfect for game day. Like, I could just set it up on the back of my truck, like, pop the tailgate down like Clayton, be like, come get your dogs.
I think we should sell hot dogs at this coffee shop.
Oh, yeah.
Only after dark. We only for, like, at 7 o'clock, they, like, turn the roller grill on. And 8 o'clock, they put the hot dogs on for the closing at 9. Like, the roller grill dogs are
last call dog.
They're like, no, they're for the dog, like, after 9.
They're for the later crew.
The dogs are for the, like, the wild crew.
Okay.
And it's like, instead of, like, being cheddar jalapeno, it's like grub and, like...
Crickets.
No, more like... It would be a magical combination, so it'd be like grub and like new eye or something to
now
get
I'm
people
thinking,
all jacked
like,
up.
So the coffee shops, a lot of coffee shops in my life have charm, and that's why I think of them. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I was thinking like instead of just like Banshees working there, like we had said maybe Banshees would work there, but I'm thinking more of like Adams Family monsters. Like what are even the Adams Family? Like what's the problem with Gomez?
No,
like,
it's perfect. It's dead. It's perfect. Or, but we take Lurch and we put him in like a like 19-year-old's body. So the clientele that's coming in from
it's just like odd people. Is that what
they're
like?
The
people
is.
From Sam Goody come in and they're like, this guy is a little strange, but like a
19-year-old. Yeah, Lurch should definitely work there. Maybe a hand, like a severed hand. For sure.
So we're going Adam's Family with the client.
I'm just thinking, Adam's Family aren't, like, spooky characters, but they're creepy characters, right? Or
well,
I don't know. Like,
they're creepy and they're spooky.
I just messed that up. But they're not scary. They're, so not scary.
Well, no, it's just like Hot Topic employees. It's the same thing that like Hot Topic employees are trying to push on yeah. you. It's like, whoa, I'm pretty scary.
So it's just like a goth. It's like a goth coffee shop. Which is, I'm oh sure that's God. A thing.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a thing. No, well, yeah, what is the problem with goth.
Gomez? Like,
no,
he's dead?
What's wrong with Gomez?
Like, no, I love Gomez. Really love and I love Raul Julia.
Yeah, we all love Raul Julia. He's like Frankenstein's monster, though. He's like his own. It's his own.
No.
Gomez Adams is like a gentleman.
He's just yeah, like and a better. Brother. He's like a goth.
He's a goth.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So when you see a goth...
So he has like just, a normal lifespan.
He's a yeah. late life goth. Yeah, he's just a late life goth who lives yeah. in this house with a bunch of like...
It's like, this is our stuff. Lifestyle.
Aww. Yeah, that's really
cute. I feel like that's a...
Are you endeared toward the Addams Family?
We should all get together and watch those first two Addams Family films. Like, I love them.
Yeah,
they're good. Yeah, they're I watched them last year.
That's good that you've been doing
movies.
It recently. We watched the old Great Outdoors... recently, which is one of my faves. But
Daniel
man,
Stern.
No, The Great Outdoors doesn't have Daniel Stern.
No, I'm thinking of Bushwhacked.
Oh, yeah. I was Didn't we watch Bushwhacked that together? Too.
We did, I believe. Under strange circumstances.
Candy
I feel.
Is in The Great like, Outdoors.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Okay, so...
maybe John Candy works there.
Okay, so ghost of. Let me just get a general idea of the coffee shop. There, it's different hours host different clientele.
Mm-hmm.
The late night is for creatures of the night.
Yeah,
right?
Ghosts,
okay.
ghouls, goblins, uh-huh. that bat that lived in my friend's.
What that Houdini song is about.
Uh-huh. there's
they're creepy and they're kooky.
Well, yeah. and they're all together spooky.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
I just had to, for the record.
It's cool. Okay. I mean, okay. Thank you. So, also, like, there's things you can consume there that will take you out of time and space and
yeah,
put you
yeah.
into
and those are all
a wild
like,
experience.
Is it, are they dosing the customers or is it just
no, they know.
Like,
they know what they're ordering.
It's like a
extra it's like a
large...
safe space for them to do it. They're like, well, I can't do this in my parents' house.
Right.
I can't do it at
okay.
my house.
But
so you have to know the right thing to order.
But
almost like at
the
burger place. What's the burger place where you got to know?
There's no stray accident because, you know,
in
then,
and out.
Then the health inspector comes and starts asking questions.
Not stray animal. Like, there's some stray Radio Shack employee that wanders in from the other
and,
side
yeah,
of the wall
accidentally.
And they, like, accidentally get a dosed hot dog.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, then, like, something bad's going to happen unless...
Okay.
Like, unless, if that, like, were to happen, then they turn into, like, one of the RC cars at the place, and then they're, like, trapped in, like, that loop forever of just being...
What are you talking
wouldn't
about?
Wouldn't they be missed? Like, when their families go out looking for them?
I mean,
wouldn't Gomez swoop in and be like, oh, you got the wrong hot dog, and then switch it out?
Oh, yeah.
So, can I ask you a question?
Didn't he have, like, super strength wait. Or something?
What?
Like, yeah, no, he did. Yeah, he did, because the he shit did? That he and Fester would pull... OMG, dude.
It's true.
Have
it's
y'all
stuff
not
you couldn't survive.
No, it's nuts.
It's stuff you couldn't survive. Okay. So, well, let me ask you this. Do you think that the Addams Family is still alive?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, what I'm just wondering is we said it was a haunted coffee shop. Who is haunting the coffee shop?
Well, that's the late night customers, right?
Oh yeah, they're haunting it.
It's
their like, late night haunts.
So, like, who haunts Jittery it Joe's? It's like business
it's,
people.
It's the, it's,
like
yeah, it's the local recently departed Java addicts. So it's like whoever's died in the community recently that still needs to get their fix. Like, you're feeling rushes of air past
it.
Your ass on the way to the bathroom.
Okay,
and like they got things to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I have the bathroom key? Oh no! Like a subway train goes by, and
yeah, I mean, cause they're still stuck in their loop on their way out, so they got to do their thing.
Yeah, that's almost the commentary on like how powerful caffeine is. It's
yeah,
it'll take it into the afterlife for sure.
And I mean, just as I was thinking about coffee shops, I'm just like. Man, I really got to go into Hendershot's again soon. I really miss it. Like, mm-hmm. I miss hanging out at a coffee shop.
I know. It's nice. I miss Hendershot's too.
What's up with Hendershot's brew? I see people seem to be addicted.
It's good stuff.
I have a friend, a friend of mine who I won't name. Like, he's like always complaining, like, I don't have very much money, guys. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. But then I see him all the time with his little plastic cup, like from Hendershot's. He's like, yeah, what's up? Like, how you doing?
Yeah.
Straight after Hendershot's.
So coffee, I mean, caffeine is a stimulant.
Yeah. And it works.
Yeah, it works.
And at our shop, sometimes a hallucinogen.
Coffee.
Right, because we dose it.
Only crappy coffee, like, doesn't make me feel physically ill. Whenever I drink the good stuff, like Thousand Feces or Colon Culture out of Asheville, like, I feel so sick and wired. Like, it's unbelievable. But you give me some Folgers, or, like, we've been getting these little packets like you would see in the hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, like, the big ones. And I'm like, oh, yeah, the Kona's all right, guys. And I'm like, this is pretty weak. It sucks. I'm like, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice.
So the Adams Family Coffee Shop, it needs a name and it needs a purpose. So maybe the name.
No,
and
the purpose hosts the recently departed caffeine addicts.
And also hosts people to have transcendental experiences in a safe space, like what they order. Like, they order something strange, they go to their table,
right,
and they phase out of time into another reality for a while, and then they come back and it's like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking like an origin story, like it like there was an old coffee shop and
it's
like
just owned by the Addams family.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is the Addams family is the benefactor?
Exactly. They just have
this
all
is where
this
they
money.
The Banshees. Money, they're fucking rich.
They're
right?
rich.
No,
yeah.
They're rich, and they like need a way to launder their money from the afterlife and all their other paranormal shit. Their graveyard.
Oh my God,
like,
I love,
they're running this fucking.
I love
racket.
The Addams family.
Mm-hmm. So like they're like, well, we got this. Like we own this. We just, this property came available from this closing Macy's soon.
Mm-hmm. Well, this closing Macy's.
And go.
We have an opportunity here.
Fester's like,
what's my Raul Julia?
Well, should we buy a Gomez? He's like, we will.
Okay. I think we should write this script.
Yeah.
For the next Addams Family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As I used to preface our great ideas in the past, if you're listening to this right now and you're going to take this idea from us, we know it. We'll hunt you and we won't kill you, but we may
so what's
make
John,
you uncomfortable.
What's John Ritter's role in this movie?
John Ritter?
John Ritter.
From his bad past
life. Oh, sorry. No,
it's fine. John Ritter is fine. John Lovitz, you mean?
John Lovitz.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
God.
I was like, John Ritter's really not fine with me in this situation.
When I said John Lovitz and you confirmed it was John Lovitz, my heart doth flutter.
It was John Lovitz and it was for you. And he has a cameo. Like, he orders a drink and he's
cool.
Like,
it's just his voice.
Fucking strong! And then
it's
he
just
leaves.
His voice. Yeah. Like, from like a...
I like, feel like he's got to also meet like a sexy dead girl there. You know, like...
Yeah. John Lovitz is going to do that?
Uh-huh.
No, yeah. And they're
he
only...
He says like, you've been up all night.
That's
stupid
good.
Like that.
I like that.
You know how they make that British guy like with Gollum, like he plays like King Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Everything with his CGI face. They're going to use John Lovitz's fucking jowls and shit
nice.
For this monster they're going to make him play in this movie.
Okay.
Okay,
and
it
the
can't
name,
just be a movie, though. Okay.
The name of the coffee shop has to entail, like, it has to be elegant.
Hauntings.
It can't be, like, like Macy's.
Haunties.
Hauntings.
Hauntings.
Hauntings. What are those little hot dog rollers called?
I'm Taquitos?
Yeah. Taquitos. You can't really name it after that. Hot dog rollers.
That's like taquitos.
That's not bad.
Taquitos.
Can we do better than taquitos?
Do you want to go to taquitos? I really want to get blown out of my mind.
Taquitos. I'm trying so hard to search for the name for this coffee shop.
Like taquitos is not bad.
Okay, taquitos.
Like cup of taquitos? Or
how about just...
Cup of boo?
Oh. That's... Booze too much in the nomenclature right now.
Okay, yeah, we say boo a lot.
Let's call it La Llorona.
I was just thinking of brew, though, you know.
Well, I was thinking something more like back for the Java. So that's what it like.
Right.
So we need like
your back after your
back
life.
To the grind. Mm-hmm. But like,
what,
it
if,
has
what
a,
if we just call it reef? Wait, what
back to the grind good. Is good because yeah, it's like you're coming back. From
back
left.
To the grind is good.
Back to the
okay.
grind.
That's kind of perfect.
Back to the grind. That's
what
good.
What were you going to say there? I like
I don't want to say it because it's not to. As good as Back to the Grind.
I'm so curious. And we'll talk about it later.
Oh, okay.
We can talk more. I think we
I don't
it.
Want to. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's it. Back to the Grind.
I'm super pleased with how that wrapped up. I'm glad. You should name the thing after you... know what it is. Yeah. And right. So many people do it the other way. I think we did it the best way possible.
I don't think anybody could beat this podcast.
No.
No, because hands down, we're the best podcast. So if y'all want to come swinging, step into the room.
Email
it's
us
hardwood floors.
At gmail.com. Tweet at us at AthensPublic. 706-521-3716. Leave us a message. We've got other ways of contacting us, but...
We covered this earlier. Don't worry about it, Eddie.
Yeah, we appreciate you listening, and we are going to do spooky shit for the next 3 or so weeks.
Five.
We're going to have, like, a campfire podcast coming up, and we're going to have, like, the radio play, annual radio play coming up. So stay tuned. Listen to every episode. If you haven't listened to all of them, go back and start from
you
one.
You motherfuckers.
No.
Tune in, at least.
Good cop, bad copping you.
Or else.
No, you can tune in if you want, but yeah.